Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
We didn't do Tupperware parties. We didn't go to Tupperware parties. We didn't purchase Tupperware. We didn't have any Tupperware at the house. She used reused old containers, so that was Tupperware was a waste of time.
I'm confused as to what it is and why you're doing it.
It's a podcast, and I'm confronting people that have hurt me, and right now you have hurt me, and you've hurt Amy, and you've hurt her friends.
Well, listen, I'm really open to doing this show. If you, you know, go through the proper panels, my agent, manager, lawyer.
Yeah, so for this 20-game regular season we're going to have, at least we're going to have them for all 20 games.
Yeah, but if we get like a 60-game playoff season, now we're talking.
Presuming the Reds can make the
playoffs. No, Chad, they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Now that's more positivity. I love it. Finally, some positivity in this podcast.
Find your new favorite podcast with samples today from The Dream, Confronting Demons with Megan Stalder, and Red Leg Nation Radio. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Not everybody believes in the American dream, but there's no denying the impact it's had on the lives and wallets of the average American. Well, no podcast captures this impact quite like The Dream, a Stitcher original comedy series hosted by This American Life Transplant's Jane Marie and Dan Gallucci. On the show, the partners and co-hosts explore the vibrant and varied systems of capitalist exploitation that cash in on vulnerable Americans every day. From multi-level marketing schemes to the always shady wellness industry, The Dream goes beyond the historical and operational facts to explore the emotional manipulation by these systems and how they compel all sorts of different people to buy into the dreams in the first place. The first season focused in on the classic pyramid schemes like Herbalife, Amway, and Avon, while season two examines the wellness industry and its pseudoscience that so often fills gaps left by scientific uncertainty. So get listening now. Here's a taste of what you'll be getting in the clip from an early episode of season one. The episode's titled Women's Work. Jane and Dan take a critical look on how multi-level marketing has historically targeted women, capitalizing on their disenfranchisement from economic opportunity by offering the illusion of upward mobility and social achievement. In this clip, Jane talks with some of her family about her own personal experiences with multi-level marketing, growing up with grandmothers who sold Avon.
We kids, we loved these women. Loved the excuse to hang out and laugh, as opposed to sitting in a basement shucking black walnuts, which is something else women around here gathered together for. My great-grandma Maxine, Amy's grandma, started selling Avon in the 50s, and you could always rely on Grandma Max for some sort of direct sales product in your stocking, and leftover samples she'd leave for the kids, which piled up in a drawer over generations. They've only recently run out after Amy's own daughters used up the dregs.
I always wanted to play makeup. So when you were born, you were like this doll that I had to play with, and you were always willing. So when we would play makeup, it was like the makeup that we got from grandma. Most of the time, it was just the little teeny tiny lipsticks. And so that made it more real because our hands were little and our faces were little. So it felt like we were using like big things. They felt good and they smelled that certain smell. And I'm not sure if it was because they were getting old or if they all smelled that way. And I remember we always ended up with the ones that were kind of the tan or beige color being left over because we didn't want those. We wanted red lips. Anyway, they made everything seem real.
But we actually took this one step further. We weren't just makeup artists. We were businesswomen.
I remember playing like store too, because we could use the catalogs and the order sheets and stuff, and like setting up a desk with the phone.
Yep. And we were Avon ladies. Yep. And we would call and make sure that everybody was, you know, good on their orders.
Amy's mom, my Grandma Ruth, was not really into the makeup and jewelry scene. Grandma Ruth is, in a word, frugal. Some might say miserly. Others might say she's a hoarder. I say she's all three. One direct sales company in particular was completely blacklisted in Ruth's house.
We didn't do Tupperware parties. We didn't go to Tupperware parties. We didn't purchase Tupperware. We didn't have any Tupperware at the house. She used reused old containers. So that was, Tupperware was a waste of time to her and money. So
because storage containers are free, right, because all your food comes in a storage container already.
And she could just wash it and reuse it, because she still does that with, like, Ziploc bags.
And tinfoil.
Yep. So.
She's not wrong. Mm.
No, she's not. So, and she's very efficient and has a lot of money, I think, to show for it, because of those behaviors her whole life. So she was right about all those things.
The podcast, The Dream, a Stitcher original series. See the pyramid for what it really is with some fresh perspective from The Dream. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Everybody faces demons. Some of us run from them, others stand up and fight. But what do you do if you're the person with the most demons out of everyone? Well, you start a podcast about them, like Twitter sensation and rising comedian Meg Stalter. On her new show, Confronting Demons with Megan Stalter, Megan brings her quick and irreverent style to the world of podcasting as she masterfully stumbles her way through some of the format's most recognizable tropes. She tries her best to confront people and problems that have plagued her life in the past, but encounters resistance from hurdles like forgetting to book a guest or cold calling her famous friends to pitch them new podcast ideas. This hilarious send-up of podcasting isn't all bite, as Meg and her guests get real and discuss their actual daily demons on these special Real Talk episodes. So if you need a laugh and some help facing your demons, just follow the lead of Confronting Demons host Megan Stalter, or Meg, she goes by either. Here's a clip from the first episode of Confronting Demons with Megan Stalter titled None of My Guests Showed Up, which features a timely debate on whose responsibility it was to book a guest. As she scrambles to create a show legitimate enough to break into the highly lucrative business of podcasting, Meg ends up accidentally confronting some long-avoided demons. In this snippet, after fellow New York comedian Tim Dillon denies her last-minute request to appear on her show, Meg delivers a desperate pitch for a new TV pilot.
Are you asking if I'm the series My Favorite Murder?
I didn't know. Is this what this is? Is this like
no.
one of those...
No, but I wish there was murder involved today, because I, to be honest, cannot.
Are you from like a small Midwestern town, and is this like a kooky kind of fun?
I'm not suicidal, but to be honest, I'm looking at that bottle of Lysol right now, and I'm thinking if I drank it, it wouldn't be, I'd go pretty easy.
I wish you the best of luck with the show that you're doing.
It doesn't sound like you are.
I'm confused as to what it is and why you're doing it.
It's a podcast, and I'm confronting people that have hurt me, and right now you have hurt me, and you've hurt Amy, and you've hurt her friends.
Well, listen, I'm really open to doing this show. If you, you know, go through the proper channels, my agent, manager, lawyer, you know,
you want me
like
to contact
that.
Your lawyer?
I would imagine that we have to draw up some type of contract, you know.
It's not for pay, bud. Trust me, it's not for pay.
This isn't like a television pilot that no one cares about. Podcasting's big. This is like a thing. There's a process.
Would you want to collaborate on a project called something like Debbie Goes Back to School? About an older woman that I'll play.
I would say the name intrigues me.
So let me just pitch you it, because we're already on the air. I'm a 40-year-old woman. I'm going back to school. I'm disguised as one of the students. And I fall in love with a principal, sort of like a ripoff of Never Been Kissed. But at the end, instead of kissing, they do oral on the football field. It's set in the medieval times.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that I'm not going to do. I got to be honest. I mean, that I'm not going to do something in the medieval times. You know, but listen.
With a modern twist. Okay. I got to let you go, Joe. I've got to let you go.
I mean, good luck with everything. And please, if we do this again, you know, contact, you know, someone from my team.
Yeah, whatever. I'm hanging up on you now.
Okay. I appreciate it.
No. Yeah,
good
right.
Good luck.
Good luck to you ruining someone else's life.
From Confronting Demons with Megan Stalter from the Forever Dog Network. Take charge of your life and stand up to your demons with the sage wisdom of Meg Stalter. Available now on WVXU.org at the Start Here podcast collection page. In the midst of this season that might have been, you're probably craving some baseball content of any kind. Well, why not get it from Hometown Fans? On Red Leg Nation Radio, host Chad Dotson and his superfan guests talk all things Reds, past, present, as such as it is, and the future. With the major leagues on hold, Red Leg Nation Radio is your Cincy-based spot for the most up-to-date league delay updates, looks back at great Reds teams of the past, and the latest talk of the town from Reds country. Sure, it's no baseball, but it's good to at least hear some familiar biased voices talking about the 2020 World Series title the Reds might have won. And then there's nothing wrong with a little red leg bias around here. Check out this clip from a recent episode featuring the Reds guru behind Red Leg Nation, Doug Gray. Chad and Doug get together at a safe distance to answer a boatload of silly listener mail questions and to discuss Doug's recently discovered silver lining to the Major League pandemic madness. In this little snippet, Chad gives a quick rundown of the latest MLB news, including some Reds-related stories.
Not a lot of news, obviously, to talk about this week. A little bit of negotiating through the media between the players' union and the owners, but there was a tiny bit of Reds-related news, and I don't know, maybe it's just that there's been such a lack of actual Reds baseball news that just seeing this, even though I think we kind of all expected this to be the case, I don't know, it just kind of made me happy to see it. And that was that Dick Williams, basically, the Reds president of baseball operations, said that Eugenio Suarez and Nick Senzel, you know, who were injured, obviously, in the offseason, well, Senzel had surgery at the end of the season last year, but both were limited starting spring training this year. They're both going to be good to go, ready to go. They expect them. I think the full go for both was what Dick Williams said. So, again, not really that surprising to me, but I don't know. Did it give you a little pick-me-up like it did me, Doug?
I mean, given the situation that we're all in, just the idea that, you know, that extra time helped those guys, or at least in theory should help those guys when we get baseball back, it did give me a little bit of spring in my step this afternoon. I was like, yeah, I like that.
I like,
you know, without really thinking about what actually has all conspired to make that, you know, an actual piece of news. But yeah.
Yeah, I would have preferred them to just get ready as soon as they could get ready, even if they had to miss some games, as long as we had games, you know, beginning in
Yeah, I mean,
March.
You know, Nick Senzel was, you know, he had started four games right there before everything shut down. And, you know, Suarez felt like he was kind of right there on the precipice of getting back into games, too. So, I mean, I mean, it feels like it's been four decades, Chad. But, I mean, the conversation was, you know, are they going to be ready? And that at the very least, that kind of gave you the idea that, you know, if they're not ready to start, you know, on opening day, it might just be, you know, the minimum amount of time allowed to be missed to start the season. So,
yeah, so for this 20-game regular season we're going to have, at least we're going to have them for all 20 games.
Yeah, but if we get like a 60-game playoff season, now we're talking.
Presuming the Reds can make
the playoffs. No, Chad. They're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Now that's more positivity. I love it. Finally, some positivity in this podcast.
In our local podcast spotlight, Red Leg Nation Radio with Chad Dotson. Support your hometown Reds and know what to expect for the future of the big leagues with Red Leg Nation Radio. Available now on WVXU.org at the Start Here podcast collection page or on the WVXU app. And to the charts we go. Before we wrap up this episode, let's take a look at what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. Debuting last month, this podcast is the biggest mover of the top of the charts this week. It's called Missing in Alaska. In 1972, two congressmen vanish on a small plane. They're never found. In 1995, a mobster tells the FBI the plane was bombed. What happened? That's Missing in Alaska, top of the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about that podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe, and you'll see the Start Here newsletter at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.